Good morning, beautiful people. Welcome to my channel, which focuses on Vedic astrology study from the perspective of your soul path, career and relationships. These are the focus areas of this channel. If you're new to my channel, please consider sharing the content with your fellow astrology enthusiasts, leaving your comments below in case you need to share anything interesting you found in your chart, etc. If you are my listener on the podcast directories like Spotify, Apple, Podcast Addict, Pandora and so on, welcome. Also, you might want to visit my YouTube channel, take screenshots of the chart displayed there so you can study alongside the chart, natal, navamsha, D10 and so on and so forth. Also, for those listening on the podcast directory, you might want to take advantage of the Vedic Astrology Beginners course, which is available in the memberships area as a playlist on my channel. YouTube link is in the description box. You might want to visit that and take advantage of that. That is not being covered on the podcast directory. If you need a personal reading, do get in touch with me on the email, both on the podcast directory as well as on YouTube channel. We can explore what's going on in your life and what you need some assistance or clarity with. You see, the entire purpose, as I see it, of Jyotish and Vedic astrology is to get clarity in your mind about what's going on in different areas of your life, what your soul path is driving you towards in this lifetime, and where you can put yourself, apply yourself to the best possible outcomes, be it in any area of life. We all have different areas of life. Primarily, I focus on soul path, your life path, profession, career, job, business, etc., as well as intimate relationships. And all the podcasts here cover pretty much personality, relationships and career as the determinants of how you want to engage with the rest of the world. We all are born in some way, some form in different societies. The whole idea is to best put yourself at use where you are happy doing what you're doing, you're content doing what you're doing, and you feel your life has a meaning and a purpose somewhere. We are just trying to unlock that using the tools of Vedic astrology. Now let us begin to uncover something regarding your career path, what you might do, what you might be interested in as fields of work, job or business. But here we will use the Artha houses, that is to say, the second house, the sixth house and the tenth house. The three houses which one studies dominantly for career path, business and so on. Because 2nd, 6th and 10th houses determine who, and the lords of those, whatever is going on in the 2nd house, whatever is going on in the 6th house and 10th house determine pretty much what your inclination towards career or job or business would be like. 2nd house is your family and your earning wealth, how you earn your wealth. In terms of career, we are speaking here. 6th house stands for your daily routines. What you're doing is daily because your job or business is pretty much part of a daily routine, isn't it? And 10th house as the success factors, the fame, recognition and your appearance in the public world, in the world at large, out there, not in your home. Okay? These are the Artha houses, the means of earning a living. We will cover this, number two, as per each rising sign, right from Aries through Pisces, we shall cover it because the lords of 2nd, 6th and 10th houses change with every rising sign, isn't it? So we shall cover this first, begin with the principles of each of the rising signs, cover those first. And then we shall move on to details of case studies because case studies will reveal something more, obviously, like we just covered the Amartya Karaka series and case studies, isn't it? You have to ground your knowledge with studying in a chart, how it plays out in a chart, because chart has got millions of combinations. So we have to study with respect to case studies, and I shall cover this in the same style as Amartya Karaka, so you're not confused. Number three, how lords of each of the above is playing out. 2nd house, 6th house and 10th house for every rising sign has some lord. Lord of 2nd, Lord of 6th, Lord of 10th. I shall cover how the principles of Lord of each of the above plays out, first as per rising signs in general, and then we shall go on to case studies, because case studies will give a combo. Number 4, in D1 or natal chart, as how it manifests in physical reality, this is the principle. Whatever is in your divisional chart must tally with the natal chart. That's the rule. Okay. So natal chart, since we have already covered this in detail, is always the manifestation of your physical reality. If you want to see something shows up or how it shows up in your physical reality, that's natal chart. So we shall cover that also in the case studies. In D10 or Dashamsha chart, divisional chart, which is also analyzed for career, we will consider this as what attributes one brings into one's career and later in life. Okay, just similar as D1 and D9, but now we are going to D10. And what is your internal approach towards your career and whether career does change in one's life or not? We shall study that. Case studies I'm taking from Gen Z charts, random charts of all people born after the year 1998, both in D1 and D10. So this will be the underlying basis of how we'll study career in terms of Parashara system, not the Jaimini now. We are not taking the Karakas. We are taking the houses of 2nd, 6th and 10th Lord, and we are studying it as per the Parashara system, the BPHS. You can even build in Nakshatra later on into this if you want. Where is the 2nd Lord placed in which sign, house and Nakshatra? This will be a little more detailed. But let's just begin with basics. Always best to go back to basics and evaluate, isn't it? So we'll study with that. And let's see where this journey takes us. Now let us study some characteristics which are generic in nature for every Gemini rising sign in terms of career and the Artha Lords. Okay. First of all, the ascendant is Gemini. The blank chart is on your screen. Ascendant is Gemini, therefore everything has to grow with time. Gemini seeks intellectual capacity using the intellect and logic. Okay, that's where Gemini comes in. The 2nd Lord has Cancer in it, ruled by Moon. The 6th Lord has Scorpio in it, ruled by Mars and Ketu. The 10th house has Pisces in it, ruled by Jupiter. What are the commonalities? All three Artha Lords, 2nd house, the 6th house, as well as the 10th house, have water signs in it. So straight away I can tell you, Gemini rising people should be very careful of how they consume water. When you drink water, have good intentions about it, because it's going to affect all these three houses. Okay, these are some of the finer things you need to consider in Jyotish. 2nd house, the house of Moon, Cancer. So all communication by Gemini ascendants is very typically emotionally oriented. They are very emotional in their speech. They are very emotional about their value system. 2nd house is your values. They are very emotional about their family matters. 2nd house is a family. And Moon in second, ruling the 2nd house, also means they could be doing something with the food industry. Okay, in terms of career, since we are talking about Artha houses, ways of earning may have to do with food industry, may have to do with going abroad and working. Moon also stands for travel. Now, looking at the 6th house, there is Scorpio. Something must transform in their daily routines on in order for their career and other paths to change. Okay, Scorpio is a sign of transformation, ruled by Mars and Ketu. So when you look at the career paths for a Gemini ascendant, you have to look at these two as well in conjunction with Mercury. So Mars and Ketu, look where they are placed in chart, which sign, and if you go further, even each nakshatra, and see what careers can be obtained from there. First of all, 6th house is the house of fights, is the house of strife and other things in addition to daily routine. So what does this suggest to us? Well, Scorpio in the 6th house for Gemini rising suggests they might hold a lot of grudges with their colleagues at work. This they should stop. Scorpio only progresses wherever it sits in when the grudges stop in that area of life. in Gemini rising's case, it comes in career. So Gemini rising people tend to hold a lot of grudges against their colleagues. Sixth house is the house of colleagues, not necessarily bosses. That is fifth house. And maybe even the ninth house. But in this case, it is in the sixth house. So Gemini rising people should be careful to let go of grudges you hold against your peers, against your colleagues. Because it will transform you then. It will transform your daily routine. It will transform your career. You want career transformation for Gemini rising? Look at your daily routines. Look at the grudges you hold in your work and against your colleagues and who you work with. Coming to the 10th house, there is Pisces. So everything Gemini must do is in terms of giving it away. Pisces is the house of donation, of giving away, of even working in foreign lands. So depending upon where even Rahu is sitting, Gemini ascendant people might be working with foreign people, going to foreign lands and working. Depends upon where Jupiter is physically placed. But Jupiter in the sign of Pisces has the karma, or has the attribute of giving away spirituality, giving away knowledge, viewing their profession as something spiritual. That's what Gemini sees it as. Because Pisces rules the 10th house, isn't it? 10th house is also for working in isolation. They might work in isolation somewhere as a teacher, maybe as a consultant and so on. So let's examine some detailed characteristics of how this plays out. So what is the disposition of Gemini rising? Rising sign is very dominant. Doesn't matter which area of your life. So Gemini, being ruled by Mercury, is versatile, is constantly curious. Think like a teenager, think like a child, and intellectually driven. The frontal cortex, where you evaluate everything with your reasoning and logic. That's Gemini. These natives thrive on communication, ideas. They live in a lot of creative ideas, adaptability and networking. They bring flexibility, wit and multitasking ability into careers, but may also face restlessness or indecision. Restlessness and indecision are a changeable communication style is because of Cancer in the second house, like we saw in the previous slide. They need stimulating work environments where they can use their mental agility and interpersonal skills. This is one key to understanding Gemini rising careers. Unless there is something intellectually stimulating which excites you and your mind into a new form of logic, excites your creativity and your creative power of emotional communication, the Gemini rising will lose focus very fast because they are built this way. They bring that energy into the career. Let us see the influence of career lord. Second lord is Moon in Cancer. First of all, it's very fluctuating, very moodiness in their speech. Governs family values, resources, wealth and speech, the second house. So they should be careful of what food they eat, how they eat it, how they consume water, basically drinking water. Should be very careful. Brings sensitivity, emotional intelligence and intuition into professional matters. Highly emotionally intelligent and intuitive in profession, Gemini rising. Income and stability are closely tied to emotional security and family background. Like I said, family background becomes their driving force. If something goes wrong in family, Gemini rising cannot function properly in their career. You see, this is how it plays out. Mentally, the Moon makes them imaginative, highly imaginative, responsive and adaptive in their financial pursuits. If they're not making enough money, if something goes wrong in their family, because it is governed by Moon there, they cannot work properly, Gemini rising. Emotionally, they need careers that feel nurturing, meaningful, not just materially rewarding, because it's all water signs. See, even the 10th house is ruled by Pisces. It's all about giving, materially rewarding people. It's about rewards. Sixth house lord is Mars in Ketu. This is harsh. Governs daily work, service, routines and competitions. The sixth house. Mars provides courage, drive, and ability to tackle conflicts and challenges head on. Scorpio can be fierce in this regard, isn't it? Because it has got Mars and Ketu together ruling it, which is like a warrior. Ketu adds detachment, unconventionality, and sometimes erratic experiences in work environment. Sudden changes in daily routines can happen. This is a challenge for Gemini because it wants something, it feels moodiness about work, and now they are faced with sudden changes. Scorpio is also sudden changes. Mentally, this makes them intense problem solvers who can thrive in technical and competitive fields. One reason I have seen more Gemini rising in technical fields, because the sixth lord is ruled by Mars and Ketu. Emotionally, they may feel pulled between ambition, Mars, and disinterest, Ketu. This is the push and pull of Scorpio, which creates periods of restlessness in their professional routine, daily work. Sixth house is daily work. Coming to the 10th house is ruled by Jupiter and the sign is Pisces, which governs 10th house governs authority, reputation, long-term success, slow and steady growth. House typically ruled by Saturn, now in this case Jupiter, adds wisdom, ethics and optimism and a broad vision to their goals. What they need to give away, Jupiter in Pisces wants to give away wisdom, knowledge, spirituality, brings spiritual aspect to work, Gemini rising. Mentally, Jupiter provides ability to synthesize knowledge and apply it in leadership or advisory roles. This is one reason I have seen in charts. Gemini rising people with proper placement of Jupiter typically go into consulting roles, even engineering consulting roles. One of my friends is an engineer, so chemical engineer. He is Gemini rising with Jupiter in the first house, so the Lord of the 10th is in the first, therefore he is a consultant. See? Emotionally, they see careers that align with higher purpose, ethics and knowledge sharing. Everything is about sharing because Pisces is ruling. They want to give, they want to share, they want to be benevolent here. It is ruled by Jupiter, the 10th house, isn't it? In Pisces, it becomes more of giving nature. They almost have a spiritual connotation to their long-term success or visibility in the external world. Now let us examine the career outlook and the collective play of the Lords here for Gemini. Moon, Mars, Ketu and Jupiter, all these three are affecting their career paths and their outlook of careers. Therefore, they combine emotional intelligence, Moon, competitive drive, Scorpio and detachment and wisdom, Jupiter. Detachment comes from Ketu. This blend makes Gemini rising native generally have an attitude of adaptability and communicative, because the rising sign and moon is there in the second house, yet emotionally invested in their work, in their speech and driven to overcome challenges. They can be versatile, sensitive yet strategic, capable of blending logic with intuition. Intuition comes from moon in the second house and Ketu in the sixth. Highly intuitive. Often drawn to guiding or advisory roles, like I said, consultancy of all kinds. They love to coach, consult, that kind of thing. Mental style, they can be quick-witted, curious, analytical, very curious, Gemini rising, with adaptability and ability to balance detail. Mars and Ketu together gives detail, technical detail, micro-examination of things. With the big picture vision, Jupiter as Pisces sitting in the 10th house. The emotional tone, therefore, is fluctuating. Moon in the 2nd house, the Lord of the 2nd house, sometimes highly invested in career goals. They look at everything in family as affecting their career, money affecting their career. At other times, detached because Scorpio is there in the 6th. Restless until they find meaningful alignment. This is their path, as in their graph of how their career will progress. Gemini rising natives with this 2-6-10 combination often gravitate towards career in education. Education, why? Jupiter is sitting in the 10th house. It wants to give away knowledge. Law consulting management, possible. Law, why do I say law? Because there is Scorpio in the sixth. Law enforcement, more like it. Consulting, yes. Management, yes. Finance, psychology, finance not so much. I don't see it unless you are in some institute which is in a high management position, in charge of giving or loaning money to others. Pisces. Psychology, yes. Research, definitely. Healing and technical problem solving, oh yes. They excel where communication and intellect, Gemini plus Moon, meet drive and analysis, Mars and Ketu, and broad vision, Jupiter. That's beautiful, isn't it? Combining all these general aspects, you get a signature of where your career is generally heading. Specifics are a different thing, folks. First, you need to understand generics. May face ups and downs in early career due to dual influence of Mars and Ketu in the sixth. Dual influence, not a dual sign. Scorpio is fixed sign. Like I said, Gemini rising, the lesser grudges you have with people at work, the better you'll progress in your daily routine. Ultimately, they establish themselves in positions where wisdom and adaptability are the key. They seek professions that not only provide material gain, they need material gain, Moon in the second house, but also align with values and ethics and emotional fulfillment, which comes from the 10th house, Pisces, Jupiter. This is the general characteristics. Pay very close attention to these general characteristic videos because you will need them in evaluation for yourself, for your friends, family and so on. If you find something, leave a comment. If you want to consult, get in touch with me over email. I'll see you in the next in the rising sign of Cancer and their career characteristics. Take care, be safe.